A good rule of thumb in dealing with a Saddam Hussein type is that information freely acknowledged is only intended to steer you away from more damaging information.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
And so, when senior weapons advisor General Amir Saadi confirmed to a news conference yesterday that Iraq may have been close to developing a Nagasaki-strength nuclear bomb until the program was destroyed in an American bombing in January 1991, you had to wonder what weapons development he didn't want to talk about. Specifically, the chemical and biological programs, including anthrax and nerve gas, known to have existed, but which Iraq now claims to have eliminated. Iraq's massive declaration gives no compelling evidence of such destruction, but General Saadi smoothly explained that all the documentation was destroyed along with the programs. It becomes increasingly clear that the 12,000-page Iraqi declaration will not settle the issue of banned weapons, and surprise inspections are not likely to. Despite the difficulties involved, America's principal hope rests in inducing Iraqi scientists and technicians to be interviewed outside their country. General Saadi said the Iraqi government would not object, but vividly remembered is Saddam's son-in-law, General Hussein Kamel, who defected to Jordan in 1995, talked to the CIA, was lured back to Iraq, where he and his whole family were slaughtered. Chief UN Inspector Hans Blix seems reserved about organizing these out-of-the-country interviews, saying, "We are not going to abduct anyone." But White House spokesman Ari Fleischer says the United States attaches great importance to the interview program. The Bush administration is apparently willing to arrange asylum and a lot more for potential defectors. Without much concrete proof of existing Iraqi weapons programs, the United States has a lot riding on the defection plan. So does Saddam Hussein. Material breach, the code words for war or peace, may hinge on the success of America's Witness Protection Program. This is Daniel Shore.